Good morning, my Christian friend. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want us to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which reads, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose." Now, contrary to popular opinion, God is not telling us that everything is going to turn out just the way we think it should. Good, quote-unquote, is not getting what we want. Rather, it is realizing what God needs to do and is able to do and will do to make us more like His Son as He prepares us for our eternal home. This is all about God's sovereignty, not a wish list. My friends, I grieve as I met one too many Christians who become disillusioned with their faith because their prayers have not been answered, such as loved ones dying before their time, or finances not being sufficient to meet needs. And while our Father does bring healing from sickness and does provide for our tangible needs, there are just so many dynamics that we do not grasp when such things are not granted to us. And a tunnel-visioned type of prayer can bring us to disillusionment. Might God have other good things in mind for us than we notice at the time of our prayers for relief?